A woman from Arizona who works as a professor doing seasonal research in the YK Delta says she witnessed an arrest of a citizen by a Bethel police officer, and she alleges police brutality. City leaders say they're investigating. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Around 9:15 in the morning on Saturday, July 12th, Linda Green says she saw a police car pull up next to a man walking past AC store in downtown Bethel. Green says the officer and the man spoke briefly, then the officer jumped out of the car, grabbed the man's arm, and flipped him face down onto the pavement and tried to handcuff him.
So he picks the man up horizontally from his backpack and his waistband about 3 feet in the air and slams him down, puts his knee back on his back, again tries to twist those arms around, unable to do so. Three more times, he picks that man up and slams him down into the ground.
She says the large police officer then sprayed something into the smaller man's face. Then Green says another man in plain clothes and an unmarked car pulled up and helped the officer. Green says the event was shocking.
I was horrified, and I was standing there yelling, "Stop, stop," because it was just so horrific to see this kind of action taking place.
She took her complaint to Police Chief Andre Ashe, to Interim City Manager Greg Moyer, and to Mayor Joe Klaka. She filed a statement with the police department, told her story to KYUK, and published a letter to the editor in the Delta Discovery newspaper. Once Green's story got out around town, KYUK listeners emailed in to complain.
Anonymous emails coming in. The first one says, I read an article in the Delta Discovery this past week, and I was disgusted about what I read.
This email was read on KYUK's weekly talkline program.
Seem like they're getting worse and worse from what I hear and how they are doing their job. They are supposed to be protecting and serving instead of mishandling and manhandling some of our citizens.
Court documents and a police report about an incident that occurred at the same location on the same date and at the same approximate time tell a different story than Green's. A report says there was no call for police help, but that an officer by the name of Andrew Reed observed Wassily Gregory at 9:18 a.m. as clearly intoxicated near the AC. The report says that Gregory made verbal threats to Reed and challenged him to a fight, and that Reed was afraid he might be grabbing for a weapon. However, there was no mention of Gregory having a weapon in the report or in a court affidavit. The report notes that an off-duty trooper and a probation officer stopped to help Reed, and that Reed arrested Gregory. The report says Reed transported Gregory to the hospital, where he was medically cleared, and says that he didn't have any injury other than a cut to his face.
State of Alaska versus Wassily Gregory.
But audio from Gregory's court hearing on July 13th quotes a prosecutor and a trooper saying Gregory couldn't appear because of injuries.
Mr. Gregory is at YKHC. I think he suffered a broken
collarbone.
Thank you. I believe that maybe the trooper can confirm that. I think that was Mr. Gregory.
Was that Wassily Gregory?
Yes, Your Honor. He's last I heard, he's being sedated. He wouldn't be available.
So he's at the YKHC with a broken clavicle?
Dislocated shoulder and possibly a broken bone. No, I'm not sure.
In the affidavit, Officer Reed says he, quote, kindly tried to assist Gregory into my cruiser for protective custody when he pulled away, end quote. 48-year-old Gregory finally appeared in court on July 14th. Gregory was originally charged with disorderly conduct, harassment, and resisting arrest. The charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest were dropped, but he pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal to harassment to offensive physical contact. Green filed her statement with the Bethel Police Department on the same day she witnessed the incident, 2 days before Gregory took the plea deal. Green points out in her letter that being intoxicated in public is not a crime in Alaska. Alaska law allows law enforcement officers to provide assistance to people who are intoxicated in public and appear a danger to themselves and others. KYUK was unable to reach Gregory. Officer Reed was contacted for this story but did not return phone calls or emails. Other officers involved declined to comment. Green says she came to KYUK because nobody from the city would get back to her.
At the very least, I thought at the very least that the people in authority would want to talk to me. And no one seems to want to talk to me. And that seems to add to a narrative about abuse of power in Bethel.
Bethel city officials eventually told Green that they were conducting an investigation. KYUK contacted Bethel city officials for this story. They say they will not comment about an ongoing investigation. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.